This is Twit.
Hang on, I have to get my what the heck is it?
Oh, okay, yes.
So
this is your third gadget. I don't know what this is.
Third gadget, okay. All right, so I'm going to start with the back.
And this was from the Pet Expo.
Yeah, well, you see, you have a big advantage. You got any ideas from the back?
Kind of, but maybe not.
This is going to make it easier. I'm not going to show you.
Actually, I don't know. Okay, so my first thought was...
Oh, I could. If it doesn't jump out at you, I'll show it to you again.
No, I don't. I actually don't know. So I thought that was originally... sometimes they have cat toys that have tracks with balls in them, and the cats can play with it. I thought it was one of those. And then... but then I didn't think it was when you flipped it over. And then I thought it was like a weird water dish that for some reason had extra ridges, so... stuff wouldn't
fall on it. Purifies the water as it runs?
I have a guess.
Go ahead.
It's a maze for snakes.
Is it kind of what it looks
maze.
Like? Yeah.
An earthworm maze is what Burke says.
All right. Well, we have a video with Charlie, our shelter rescue dog.
A racetrack for
and
pet cockroaches.
He will show us what it does, and we'll see if it works.
On my website, gizwiz.biz, I play the What the Heck Is It game. Do you know what the heck this is?
A very simple maze.
Is it my brain? Do the ideas go in here and around and then give up? Or is it the world's worst spaghetti colander? No, we're going to find out now what this is, because I'm going to tell you. This is the dog maze, and it's a way to make dog snacks last longer by making it into a game with your dog. Oh. But does it work? Well, we're at the GizWiz Labs, and I have my lab assistant. Where's my lab? My lab assistant is right here. Okay, this is Charlie, lab assistant. Charlie, we're going to see how long a few snacks last if they're just put on the floor. Okay? Well, let's put them on the floor first. Okay, Charlie? So there we go.
So three snacks and they're gone.
The snacks are gone.
2 seconds, maybe.
Now.
Yes.
And we've not done this before. We're going to... Charlie's probably going to hate me from now on, okay? And I have no idea what his reaction is going to be outside of being really angry. So now we put the snacks
in the
mini maze, and we're going to see if it becomes a challenge or, okay, so you know what? This is kind of fun. So he's trying to figure it out. Okay, he's working it around.
Way longer than the other snacks.
This is pretty neat, okay?
Already, this is the first time he's ever seen this thing.
So that was good. He worked it to the end of one track. And I'll just keep telling you about this guy as he's working it, because actually I'm quite impressed. So instead of your dog eating it in one split second... the doggy mini maze. This is the mini maze. This is for little dogs. And there's also a big version for bigger dogs. Look at, he worked it to the end of the track. And they're from a company called Buster. The mini maze, it's just coming out. I don't see it on Amazon yet. It's going to be $12 to $15. And then the big size is $20 to $30. Okay? And they are the Buster mazes. The Buster mini maze, that's what Charlie's working on. He's doing a good job. He's getting out.
But now this one, he's pushing along the track.
He pushed it off onto the rug. Push it all the way through. Look at this. This is great. I am very impressed.
Look
with
at him walking around it.
Because
it's so funny.
We're now getting like 2 minutes of entertainment out of this. Oh, Charlie, no, not that way.
Oh, you went the wrong way, buddy.
The wrong way, Charlie.
You're pushing it toward the dead end, Charlie. Oh, look at this. And he did it.
He got it out.
He figured it out.
This is really great. And what's so amazing is earlier I tried it with Dennis, and it was 45 minutes before he even got one piece
right.
out.
You put little thimbles so of wine in there.
From Buster, Charlie's working on the mini maze. They come in different colors. And there's also one for bigger dogs. Charlie, thank you very much. Charlie, take
a
bow.
He got it. He's done. Looks like it's all clear.
Charlie the dog. And Vic DiBartolo, Mad's Maddest Writer, and the Gizwiz with another One Bark Theater here on Twit. Thanks, Charlie. Oh, Charlie, you don't need the device itself. Bye.
Wow. Yeah, so that's,
I was really amazed that
you were amazed that the maze worked.
Oh, that's very good. Yo, that's a good slogan for them.
It's amazing
doggy device.
Ah, that is so cool.
And then just for laughs, we did it again with Charlie and Fairway last night. And Charlie gets very excited just when he sees the device. So evidently, it's not a torture thing. It's
right,
it's kind
he's happy
of fun
about
for some reason. Yeah, yeah. No, so you get about 3 or 4 minutes out of a snack that is gone normally in 10 seconds.
Right, and this is the larger maze.
That's the larger maze. Right. They're from Buster, and I had it up earlier. I think what is it 20? Yeah, 22.50 for the big guy, and they tell in the instructions you can sort of vary how hard it is by the size of the snacks you put in. If you put in tiny little snacks, they're going to really have to work to push them around. Or a bigger snack, they could push it. Sometimes they can actually get their tongue in it and flip it out of the track. But I thought it was a clever idea.
It's really funny to see how he learned it at the end.
He really did.
Absolutely knew.
He really did. He's
at the very end, he was
wrong,
like, okay, get it here, freaking lick it that way as fast as you can, and then you get it.